Good morning, coaches. I'm Keyshawn Graves, and I'll be filling in for Sandy today since she's taking the morning off. Today is Monday, May 19th, and I hope you all had a wonderful weekend. Just to let you all know that today's call is being recorded, and I'd like to pass it over to our Senior Vice President of Global Sales and Marketing, Mr. Jeffrey Hill.
Mr. Jeffrey Hill, I sound like I'm in trouble. You sound like my mother. Call me Jeffrey Robert, Keyshawn. Anyway, well done, and I'm just concerned about the pile thing. It's not transformational. It's blank. I don't know if that was a swear word or what, but anyway. Well done. Well, listen, hey, good to have you on the phone with us this morning, Keyshawn. And coaches, especially good to have you on the call for this Monday morning. We have a great call. I love the topic. It's all about recognition, something very, very powerful. But guys, it's absolutely incredible to think that a month from right now, we will be into our second day of our summit, June 19th. Is that just is that absolutely crazy? So let me just say this. If you haven't yet committed yourself to Summit, I don't know what you're waiting for. We have almost 9,000. I think last count was about 8,500 coaches that are registered. That will continue to grow this week when we get the numbers. But you need to be there. In all seriousness, I mean, you expect me to get on this phone call and say to you, you need to be there because da-da-da-da-da, I'm trying to hype you up. If I were looking you straight in the eyes and just saying, what's one of the most powerful things you could do for your business, it would be, you need to be at Summit. Because that's where so much great information is shared all under one roof. You hear new announcements. You get the feel for who the company is. You will learn more there in those 3 days than you can literally learn over the course of a year. If you can put into practice what you learn there, you will undoubtedly be, the probability of success will go way, way up. So coaches, if you're sitting on the edge, if you're equivocating, which means you're kind of vacillating back and forth, you know, wondering, should I, shouldn't I, pull the trigger, get there. And I tell you this simply because if you want to be successful, this will be something that significantly increases your probability of success. If you want to change your life, this may be one of the pivotal moments. So just get there, okay? So, and not only that, it's going to be an absolutely incredible, incredible time. So, well, listen, we have three things that you need to know this morning to just kind of plant in the front of that brain of yours. There's 2 weeks left for the May Challenge Pack offers and to make Success Club. Of course, we have our P90X3 Challenge Pack. It's normally $205, $180. It's an incredible program. If you haven't done, absolutely incredible program. I had a guy yesterday stop me at church and just say, it amazed me. This guy's a banker and goes, I'm looking for a challenge group or something like that here in the area. I've lost 21 pounds on P90X3, and I want to do another program. It's results-driven. We also have the Turbo Fire Challenge Pack, $140, normally $180. So just these 2 more weeks to take advantage of these promotions. Now, you also know that Success Club is absolutely key to your success. And, of course, in order to earn the Never Give Up T-shirt that we're going to have the blue out on Friday morning, you need to achieve Success Club either last month or in this month if you're attending Summit. So you get that shirt. You'll get it there at Summit. In order to attend the Sequins and Studs Party, which is our opening reception, that's Success Club 10, both in April and in May. So these challenge packs can help you get there. Just one last piece, if you are interested in, if you're a Star Diamond, you need to know about the Star Diamond Reception Qualifications, FAQ 9845, FAQ 9845. Second thing. Okay, one of the highlights of our summit is our Beachbody Challenge Grand Prize winners. There's so many people whose lives are transformed, and over the course of the year, they submit their results, they become monthly, quarterly, and then the opportunity to participate in the Grand Prize winners and be featured at Summit. But we want your help in identifying, determining who these challenge grand prize contestants and winners should be. So if you were to go to beachbodychallenge.com, you now can vote through June 2nd on who those challenge grand prize winners should be. So, you know, support them. I mean, if nothing else, I promise you will go there and you will be absolutely inspired at what you see by what these people have done And I think the byproduct of that is you'll be awfully proud to be part of a company who helps people get those kind of transformations. But go in and cast your vote. Make it count. Also, you can win a spot at Chalene's Summit Pio Workout. There was one of the contest questions. There's only 10 days left in the Pio contest. What's the prize? Well, the top 20 coaches that drive the most leads to the email collector will win a spot at Chalene Johnson's Thursday, June 19th, 30 days from today, Summit 2014 Pio Workout. And that contest ends on the 31st. So if you want to get up close and personal, be there right where the action is. You know, be in the splash zone, so to speak. Make sure you're one of the top 20. You can go to the Coach Online office, FAQ 9944, and all the gory details are right there. But you know what? The fun thing is use these opportunities to drive your business. Use these opportunities. If I were out there right now and I knew Pio was coming down the pipeline, I would be building my list now. I would be talking to people now. I would be laying the foundation so when this product hits the streets at Summit, you don't have to then start going out and finding people. The wheels are in motion. That's what the smart coach will be doing. You may say, well, I'm not really it. You know, haven't done a lot of Chalene's workouts. You know what? You know people who would benefit from them. This is a great time to expand your product, your product offering to those people. So anyway, well, with that, we are going to jump into recognition this morning. Last week, we had the prince, as I call him, Arnold Nakaho, who did a remarkable job. But it's good to have the voice back, Mr. Darren Ashby, to share who's moved their business forward this month. Darren.
Good morning, Jeff. It's great to be back this morning. And good morning, coaches. As you know, we get to hear from 2013 elite coach Jessica Nelson today on boosting team growth, and that's what leads to all the names I'm about to read. All of these coaches are growing their businesses and helping each other to build stronger teams. So here we go with this week's new team growth, starting with our newest Diamond coaches. Congratulations to Jenna Beaverson, Kate Bogenreith, Nicole Boyle, John Paul Buchanan, Todd Cabe, Christine Chandler, Ashley Culbertson, Stacy Goes, Kim Gorski, Kathleen Graham, Steve Grasso, Michael Greenberg, Sally Hendrick, Deborah Hodges, Christy Hurig, Jennifer Holdman, Patty Huss, Nate Eott, Johanna Jorgensen, Kathy Key, Maggie Kilman, Jennifer Lacey, Jeremy Lane, Diane Lehman, Nikki Major, Jamie Mannon, Carly McCarthy, Melissa Magulow, Alexia Montali, Robert Murphy. From Canada, Helene Pepin and Sindel Powers. Jennifer Rowland, Aaron Rose, Amanda Rome, Celie Santos, Stacy Savage, Colleen Spears, Angelica Stokes, Michelle Torrance, Casey Walker, Marcy Weber, and Jennifer Wooten. Now for our new Star Diamond coaches, congratulations to Crystal Bailey, Erica Buzzard, Michelle Chavez-Diaz, Jennifer DeRimer, Laura Hammings, Jeline Kaiser, Robert Kemp, Vivian Moraes, Refelina Nunez, Jacqueline Stokes, Megan Sutphin, Tamara Voigt, Christina Weil, and Dana Wilson. New two-star diamonds, we have Kim Adams, Paige Casto, Colleen Arrington, and Jasmine Pernett. Our newest three-star diamond coaches, congratulations to Amy Coppola, Elizabeth DeMusi, John Dwyer, Ivanova Morales, and Kaylee Sori. Now for our newest four-star diamonds, congratulations to Shane Fryer, Mark Klinak, and Jamie Thompson. Our newest five-star diamond coach, Dara Distel. New six-star diamond, Aaron Goodman. New seven-star diamond, congratulations to Lauren Knight. And our newest eight-star diamond coach, Deborah Baska. All right, moving on to our Daily Beachbody Challenge winners for May 12th through the 18th. Each of these coaches won $500. Congratulations to Cody Holmes, Sarah Cranfield, Bobby Drawbaugh, Anna Martinez, Ryan Ransom, Jana Lancaster, and Ron Williams. Now for the top challenge packs. Sales for the week, we have Pascal De Carofel, Pascal De Carofel, Lindsay Matway, Carly Del Carlo, Stephanie Dumont, and Melanie Rojas Guzman. All right, for the top recruiters for the week, congratulations to Catherine Clegg, Lindsay Matway, Anita Myron, Katie Hefner, Brittany Leggett-Chamard, and Caitlin Arnon. Top Success Club point earners, We have Melanie Mitro, Carly Del Carlo, Lindsay Matway, Pascal Du Carafel, Brittany Leggett Chamard, Leslie Davis, Melanie Rojas Guzman, and Caitlin Rohan. All right, that's it for this week. With one last congratulations to all of our rank advancers and leaders today. We are into the home stretch before Summit and are looking forward to seeing you all in Las Vegas. Until then, make it a fantastic week. Back to you, Jeffrey.
Thanks, Dad. Anyway, Jeffrey, boy, I can tell this is going to be a long week already. Hey, but coaches, congratulations for advancing your businesses. It's always, you know, when Darren starts to jump into those advancements, I mute my phone so we don't get background noise. But it's always kind of fun because I'll hear our regional sales team, if someone from their region has advanced their business, you'll always hear this bit of a, you know, a big shout out, hoot hoot for those guys. So anyway, know that you're being applauded here in our sales offices. It's great. Well, coaches, today I'm excited about this, about our topic and about our speaker. This is an individual who has really proven herself, I think, as an individual who has demonstrated the ability to hang in there, to never give up, to continue to push her business forward, and has learned a lot on the way. And she's going to talk today about the power of recognition, which arguably is the most underutilized force in the entire universe. So let me tell you just a little bit about this great coach. She comes all the way from Jacksonville, Florida. She was a 2013 elite coach. She is a Success Club 5 All-Star legend. And you're going, I hear Success Club All-Star, but what does the legend status mean? That means that you've met a minimum of 24 consecutive months in Success Club, you know, hero type stuff. And so that's how you become legendary in the Success Club world, two consecutive years of not missing. And you wonder why people are successful, right? But she's a Success Club 5 All-Star legend, a top recruiter, top 5 recruiter in January of 2014. And she's continued to rank advance in her business, doing a great job. So we're absolutely delighted to have on the phone today a 7-star diamond coach, Jessica Nelson. Jessica.
Yes.
Are you there? You are.
That's I am. Thank you, Jeff. That was quite an introduction.
You know, I practiced that all night. I just stayed up. I didn't get a lot of sleep, but, you know, but well-deserved. Hey, well, listen, let's jump into this because I know that you've got some great material and content. But, you know, it's always fun as we get started to tell people. Lots of times new coaches will jump on this call and go, oh, you know, if I'm listening to one of these people, they must be a superstar. It's been easy for them. They were dropped out of a plane and landed successfully somewhere. And oftentimes they don't realize that beginnings are beginnings for people, and people start out in different places. So why don't you tell a little bit about how you came to be part of Beachbody? What got you here?
Okay, great. Definitely. I totally agree that it's so good to hear where people came from. Because, like you said, we don't just land here. It's definitely a journey. And for me, my life before I became a coach, you know, honestly, I had just gotten tangled up in the daily grind. I was super tired, drained, and just searching for something in my life, but I was really too beat down to even figure out what that was. I had just kind of lost myself. And at that time, I was waiting tables, you know, much to my parents' dismay. I had graduated. Yes.
How long ago was this, just so people have context?
Oh, okay. Let's see. That was about 3.5 years ago started as a coach. So I had graduated college. I was summa cum laude with a degree in international business, but I made more money and got to take more vacations waiting tables. So I did, like I just said, I started as a coach. It was about 3.5 years ago, but I was 30 days into the Insanity program, and I only became a coach because my coach, whom all I knew about her at that time was that she was some random person that emailed me, she told me to try Shakeology to help get me through Insanity because I was struggling. Anyone that has done Insanity can relate to struggling in month 2. And I would literally go to work. And if you've ever worked in a restaurant, then you know of an area called Dish Pit. It's actually the place where servers take all the dirty dishes and leftover food. And there are rubber mats on the floor to keep people from slipping on the sludge. Well, one day I just simply remember looking at that mat and wanting to curl up and go to sleep on it. So I just knew something had to give. So my coach had been telling me how Shakeology would help me. And, you know, I was just really apprehensive. I didn't want to be a shake person, but I was desperate. And ultimately, she won me over with the bottom of the bag guarantee. I have always been very thrifty and thrive on that. Even having purchased all of my programs prior off of eBay. That's right. I know it's horrible. I said it. The curse word, eBay. I only actually signed as a coach just in case I kept my Shakeology because I would have to have the discount. But honestly, I really had no intention of continuing and really planned on returning that empty bag on day 60 of insanity. And I really just ultimately blamed Shanti for everything.
Nice.
So, you know, I wanted to share this, though, because I all too often, you know, I hear coaches super discouraged by people just like me, you know, people that order off eBay and still want your help. And, you know, just keep in mind that, you know, thankfully, my coach, Julie, my coach is Julie Schulte, who just went 15-star diamond. But she did not write me off. You know, she still shared and she genuinely believed in Shakeology and she genuinely believed it would help me. So within 2 weeks of me drinking it every single day, keyword, every single day, I felt a legitimate night and day difference. And honestly, all that was going through my brain was like, crap, now I have to keep this stuff. So, you know, at that point, I wasn't just feeling better physically, but my coach, she had me reading The Slight Edge by Jeff Olson. And the combination of reading, of drinking my Shakeology, and of just being surrounded by a team full of positive and motivated people, which was just something I didn't have in my everyday life. And all of a sudden, you know, I started to remember what I was capable of. And I was loving it. So I literally sat down at my computer. I found the coach online office. And I read through the policies and procedures. And I decided in that very moment that if someone was getting paid to do this thing that I already loved so much in such a short amount of time, then why not me? And, you know, through reading through the stuff, you know, I learned the fastest way to make as much money as possible. And I decided to focus my efforts just on simply that. You know, I had always dreamed since I was 11 years old to have a job where I paid to help people. And, you know, because that to me is the most fulfilling life possible. And it seemed like, you know, this could be that thing that I had been searching for. So that was kind of how I got started.
Yeah, I was, as you shared earlier a little bit about this, I just thought, you know, I mean, if there's those moments in people's lives, and I think some people, you know, choose to just let it continue, other people take action, and just, you know, grateful that you've made that decision to do some things and start to get the wheel moving, because, but on the other hand, it concerns me that you're one of those people that would sit down and just read the policies and procedures, that you enjoyed reading that much. I have to take breaks when I read them. But you know, the value of doing that, all joking aside, is that there's great material there. There's a great sense of what drives the business. I mean, you have to wade through some things, but you understand the business better by doing that. So, but okay, let's keep this going. From the standpoint of, you know, it seems like most coaches have a moment. You had one kind of moment where you started to get in the groove on this, and then there's that, what we often call the aha moment, that kind of accelerates what you're doing or opens the, you know, the scales drop off the eyes as to what potentially could be. Did you have one of those in your past, in your Beachbody history?
Oh, definitely. I mean, I probably have had several, but the one that probably stands out the most, I mean, just a little more background. When I did start, you know, like I read through the policies and procedures and decided to find, you know, the most important thing to make me as much money as possible, you know, I learned that Success Club for me from day one was a non-negotiable. So it seemed like the most logical way to build a profitable business was to get as much free stuff given to me as possible. Like I said, I like free stuff. I like deals. So I thought free customers, you know, I was in. So, of course, I reached Emerald Rank first and Success Club monthly from there forward. And for me, I just decided there was no other choice in the matter. You know, if I was going to build this, I wasn't going to let a single month pass without taking advantage of anything Beachbody was willing to give me. And, I mean, don't get me wrong, though, especially for all the newer coaches listening. This wasn't just a walk in the park, you know, like even Jeff said opening the call, you know, Success Club points weren't falling from heaven into my yard, but I was committed. You know, if they said share with two people a day, I would share with five or more people a day, you know, and especially in the beginning, I was putting in a lot of work with very little immediate reward. And of course, I considered quitting, or I wondered, you know, how long could I keep this up? Or I asked myself, was I crazy for working so hard without seeing any results? But, you know, that kind of brings me to my biggest aha moment. A few months after I started, I heard a call where the guest speaker was Monica Ward, who's a top coach in Beachbody, if you guys don't know her. I didn't know her at that time, but I remember that she shared that she was making $10,000 a week with Beachbody. And literally, my mouth was stuck in the open position. I was completely shocked. You know, but at the same time, literally, like simultaneously, a little thing inside of me said, you can do this. And I mean, I thought it was crazy, but that nudge and that moment for me was everything. It was like I was back. You know, I believed again. I had become so burdened with life and marriage issues and feeling like a failure and disappointed that I wasn't, you know, where I had wanted to be or expected I would be in life, that I had in a way forgotten me. But as she shared her success, you know, something just sparked. You know, I was capable. And everyone listening today, you are all capable. You know, this is ours for the taking. Are you willing to sacrifice now to reap the harvest later, changing lives along the way? And at that point, literally, you know, I was probably making maybe $130 a week. You know, I was pumped about that $130. But I knew, you know, in that moment that it was only a matter of time till I helped enough people to get to where Monica was. And right then, you know, through her willingness to share, you know, I didn't even know this person, but it was a huge aha moment, and I was truly inspired that day.
Hey, that's awesome, you know, and I think one of the learnings for people here on the call right now is what you did is, one, you kept yourself in the game. You kept going. There were doubts, but you kept yourself pushing. But you kept looking for those moments, too. And I think for coaches, I mean, that's part of the power of these calls. As you listen to Jessica tell her story, you got to be figuring out, how can I leverage her story to increase your own belief, you know, and hope to move you forward? Because she has an incredible story. And Monica did that, you know, with Jessica. But Jessica had to act on that. So, okay, so you've had some nice success through all of this work, and I know that recognition has played a key part of that, a part of that, certainly not all, but and you've got some thoughts you want to share on that. So why don't you give us some great insights on recognition?
Okay, as I started to kind of learn and grow as a coach and as a leader, I learned, you know, that different things drive different people. And for me personally, I am more self-driven and self-motivated. I'm competitive. So I like incentives, or honestly, I'll play just to win. That's what really drives me. But as I've, you know, become a coach, I've learned that most people, you know, are more driven by recognition. So I had to kind of make some changes. And my business wasn't moving forward because I was really only encouraging my coaches in what appealed to me versus what appealed to them. So implemented these four different ways to focus more on recognizing my team, and I've adapted them from different people, but it really has made a huge difference. And honestly, my only regret is that I didn't do this sooner in my business. So really, even if you're a brand new coach or just starting to build your team, or if you're a 7-star diamond, you know, these four things can really drastically improve your team's productivity. So hopefully you guys have a pen and paper ready. I'm going to just kind of cover the list first, and I'll go back and expound on each point. But number one, create a team page. Number two, create a monthly superstars document on your team page. Number three, post a sticker directly on coach's Facebook wall, recognizing them publicly. And number four, run a monthly 3-day open house. So if you didn't get those the first time, don't worry, I'm going back over each one. So let's start with number one, create a team page. Some of you are probably already doing this, but it's definitely a great idea. You create just a private page on Facebook for all of the coaches on your team. So this is a great place to create your team culture, to set the expectation and the tone and the feel for your team. You can provide motivation, welcome new coaches, and recognize your coach's successes, whether it be in weight loss or the business. So my goal when I became my own boss, you know, as a coach, was I wanted it to be fun. You know, I was the CEO of my business, so I didn't want it to feel like work, and I wanted my team page to exemplify that also. So I gear most of my posts in my group around that, And I'll be quick to delete posts also that don't match our team culture. And new coaches, you know, even if you don't have your own team page yet, perhaps you are already on a page, you know, of your upline. So engage in the page you are on, even if you're brand new. Add value to the team. No matter who you are or how long you've been a coach, we all have something to offer and we can all learn from each other. But I also recommend that you think before you post. You know, are you complaining, venting? Will this post bring down the team? If so, take great advantage of the backspace button. Be in the business of offering solutions versus just problems. But number one, creating a team page is a great way to just set the standard and get everyone on the same page. Then I have number two, create a monthly superstars document on your team page. So once you have your team page created, under files, create a document each month. So like, for example, this month it would be May Superstars, and this is where you recognize your team. You know, you can choose what you want to recognize. On our team superstars document, we recognize weekly rank advancements, success club points, success club 5 and 10 achievers. I love the saying, it says, what you measure, you improve upon. And as we have started this document and measuring the team points, the bar, you know, just keeps rising and coaches are setting a new standard. So it's really exciting to see that it, like, legitimately works. Coaches update the document themselves, so they're in charge of, you know, posting what they've done, but we all celebrate together. We also keep a running tally of the team's total success call points for the month. So say, you know, we're a weekend and we have 100 points. So everyone can see that it truly is a team effort and everyone's contribution counts, you know, even if it's just 1 point or if it's 20 points. So now on to number three. I post a sticker directly on the coach's Facebook wall, recognizing them publicly. So a sticker is just something like maybe a little photo I made that'll say like you're a Success Club 5 All-Star or you're a Success Club 5 Achiever or you're a top producer. I also recognize top recruiters, and I post it right on their Facebook wall for all the world to see. I do this because it does show their friends and their family that they're a legitimate business owner and that they're doing a great job. You know, the feedback I've gotten since I started doing this has been really overwhelming, and now coaches are really shooting to make sure they get the sticker on their wall, and people are then coming to them asking more about what they do based on seeing that they're succeeding. Because how many times do we know people are watching us? You might not know it, but they are. And when they see this, it can encourage them to take the leap with you. So, I mean, who would have thought, but I love it.
Hey, Jessica,
all right, the last – go ahead, Jeff.
Jessica, I just want to say, I think that's a brilliant observation right there. And I hope coaches heard that, because most people are looking for credibility. Most people are – you know, they have the naysayers in their business. And to have a third party edify or recognize them for what they're doing – The people that are watching that will sit up and listen. And so that is such a powerful thing to do for one of your coaches, because it edifies them and everybody else's, the people that are maybe lingering out there and wondering. So anyway, brilliant observation and brilliant way to tie those people to them. So powerful thing.
Yeah, and it's even fun to see that people will comment, you know, that aren't on our team, they aren't coaches, and they'll even start congratulating them and asking for more information. So it is really fun to watch.
Yeah.
So then my last point, number four, run a monthly three-day open house. So this goes on the team page. It's where coaches can invite up to four guests to be, like, quote-unquote, a fly on the wall on our private team page to learn more about coaching and see if it's a good fit for them. So we run this once a month. We always do it on the second Wednesday of the month. We operate as normal on the team page, but we also add in a few posts touching on weight loss, financial success, team support. We do a Q&A with prizes. We make sure that we get the recognition announcements on Thursdays so they can see people, you know, being supported. And any incentives, you know, that, say, Beachbody has going on right now, we make sure they see that too, because, like I said, some people are incentive-driven. But we try to just get a little bit of every aspect of coaching to appeal to different personalities. So, like I said, they get added to the team page. They're a guest on our team for 3 days. It's very similar kind of to the Super Saturday concept. You know, if you invite a guest to a Super Saturday and they come and see what all Beachbody has to offer – and the energy and the excitement and, you know, what we get to do, they're in. So the same is true for the virtual open house. It's kind of the final nudge people want and need to help them choose to become a coach. Because a lot of us, if you think back to when you became a coach, you remember that was a scary decision. It took time. You know, you were leery, you were apprehensive. So this is a way to make them feel comfortable because they can see once they do join, they're not alone. And it's really an exciting, awesome place that most people don't have in their lives. So I do require that all guests watch either a team webinar or the Introducing Team Beachbody video in the online office prior to joining, just to gauge that they're genuinely interested. But the open house is also a great non-threatening way for a newer coach to share the coaching opportunity. So if you're an Emerald coach or higher, you know, you're going to be more experienced and more comfortable than the brand new coach that just joined in talking about coaching. So this is a great way for them to help, you know, start to build their team right out of the gate, because all they have to do is invite, you know, at the end of the 3 days. I end up posting a what-if statement, giving them different scenarios of what could happen in their life if they decide to join us and stay. So the new coach just adds their coach or their guest to the group, and pretty much the team does the rest. If the guest decides not to stay, of course, when the 3 days is up, they're removed. But most end up coming back around eventually because they miss us. But I wanted to share the closing statement that I post with you all today. And honestly, you know, this is designed for open house guests. But if you're a brand new coach or even just a tired coach, I challenge you to take this into consideration. It's the final day of the open house. I want to ask the open house guests a question. If one thing was holding you back from taking advantage of this opportunity, what would it be? And for a second, I want you to play what if with me. What if you became a coach? What if you never made a penny, but you got healthier? That's it. You started drinking Shakeology for a discount, working out consistently with the help of your fellow coaches. What if you started feeling better, being present in your family's lives, having more energy and just feeling alive? Would it be worth it? What if you shared Beachbody with a friend who was a diabetic, depressed, and on a downward spiral, just praying for someone to reach out and help them, to notice them? They just aren't in a place to get started on their own. They are defeated. You are that person. You reach out and play a huge part in changing, saving their life. Would it be worth it? What if you jumped wholeheartedly into this opportunity and committed to doing whatever it takes? You do the small, consistent tasks daily, no matter what's going on in your life, because you not only dream of something better, you know it's out there and you are determined to get it. You commit to be here a year from now. You have big dreams and realize that this is an amazing outlet to get you there. You do the three vital behaviors relentlessly because you know you are destined for greatness. In 2 years, you're making a six-figure income helping people, feeling blessed and humble and thankful. Would it be worth it? What if you forget about it? This coaching thing's not for me. Fears, apprehensions, preconceived notions, whatever the reason, you just don't want to do it. You don't have to. But I challenge you today to think about the things in your life that make you unhappy or miserable. What are you doing about them? For 5 years from now, will you be having the same bad day, overworked, underpaid, tired, and stressed? What if you did something about it instead? Would it be worth it? So that's my closing statement. And what has come out of these four things for my team? Really, we have a larger retention rate. We have an incredible team bond. And I have had to raise the bar monthly. I love saying, you know, like I said earlier, what you measure, you will improve upon. And this is one example of that for sure. I started this system of recognition last February. We had 166 team success club points and 17 total coaches in success clubs. 1 year later, we went from 166 team points to 1,450 and from 17 coaches in success clubs to 110. So, Jeff, that's why I'm a firm believer in recognition. And whether you just signed up your first coach or have an entire team, I really recommend you start doing it.
Wow, Jessica, coaches, this is one of those go back and listen to again call and dial in, because Jessica has hit on so many great pieces. But, you know, we talk a lot about systems and the power of systems in our business. If you want to be good, you can kind of do this kind of half-baked, and you can kind of do it as you remember to recognize somebody and do it. You know, you can be good. If you want to be great at it and really want to get tremendous leverage, you'll create a system or follow a system. And what Jessica has done here has put together a system for recognizing people. And Jen, she just talked about, you know, the results. As she read her what if from her open house piece, I'm trying to put myself in the shoes of someone who was listening to that. And I just kind of found myself going, you know, I want some of this in my life. I don't know how you felt. That's how I felt, and I'm part of this. So, Jessica, great information. Congratulations, and especially we appreciate your abundance and willing to share what you're doing to create success. And that's what I love about our culture is, you know, people are willing to openly share and you know, what's working well for them. So extremely, extremely well done.
Thank you. I'm all excited now.
Well, all right. Well, listen, we do have to wrap up. But Jessica, congratulations. Look forward to seeing you at Summit. And again, thank you so much for this great information.
Thank you, Jeff.
All right. Take care. Coaches, I started the call with this about recognition that, you know, recognition may be one of the most underutilized forces in the world. You know, unfortunately, it's one of those lessons we continue to learn again and again and again, if it's with your family, if it's with coworkers, associates, in your Beachbody business or wherever. It costs nothing to recognize people. It costs so little, but the return is so significant. Mark Twain once said, I can live for 2 months on a good compliment. I can live for 2 months on a good compliment, and that's so true. So, coaches, as you listen to this call, sometimes you look at this time of year and your business starts to slow a little bit. One of the accelerators of your business can be what Jessica talked about today, and that's recognition. If you had a call to action for this call, one, I would go back and listen to this call. I would follow what she's doing to the T. Make it your own, of course. But I would put together these open houses. I think it's such a great idea, the stickers, you know, on there. And then measure it. Make sure you measure your success, because that which you measure, you do improve upon. But to get out of the chutes quickly on this thing, create some quick wins. Get off this call right now and go out and post on your Facebook pages of someone who has authentically done something good and they need an attaboy or an attagirl. Recognize them specifically for what they did in the business. Don't blow it out of proportion, but just say, man, you just rocked this and you did this. And just then watch and measure the results that come in because of that. It should be a key piece of your business. So Jessica knocked it out of the park today. Well done, coaches. We know there are a lot of people that are deserving of a recognition because our business is going like crazy. That means people are doing the right things. And those people that are doing the right things in the right ways need to be recognized. We try and do our part on this call. We send out things. We're launching a new recognition program at Summit that you're going to be absolutely ecstatic about. But where it means the most is when it comes from people closest to them, and that is you. So coaches, go recognize somebody today. In fact, what I would do, I'd start by giving a big shout out on your Facebook pages to Jessica Nelson, because she did just an awesome job. So that's it for today. Look forward to talking to you next week. Coaches, make this a week that makes a difference in your life. Thanks for joining us. Keyshawn, are you taking us out of this?
I will take us out of it, Jeffrey Hill. I'm just joking with you. Great call. Thank you so much for listening, coaches, and I'm looking forward to seeing all of the recognition posts today on Facebook. If you know someone who missed today's call, they can check our replay line at 832-225-5065. And don't forget to make it a great week, everyone.